The project began in November of last year when the museum received a grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, a government agency, to create a digital archive. Margaret Greidart is the collection manager and grants coordinator for the Kodiak History Museum.
It's to photograph every single one of our objects in our museum collection and put them on our database and then make those images public in 2024.
She says part of the project is to improve the museum's transparency.
We've had only about 10% of our collections on display right now, and so we need to figure out ways to make those more accessible for people so people know what we have. We do hold all of these things in public trust.
But Greidart says another part of wanting to photograph everything is because many of the items will move soon.
We store over 2,300 objects and 1,300 archive collections in this building. It's a 200-year-old building. It's not great for that. And so in the next few years, we're partnering with the Aleutic Museum to hopefully move some of our stuff into a new facility.
While they hope nothing is damaged in the move, museum staff want to have each item documented before it's transported.
We are taking 2 to 3 images of each object, so like a front and a back and maybe a detail.
Tiffany Cannon is a museum assistant and one of the folks operating the museum's in-house studio. The studio has a small white background with a few modest lights and a tripod to ensure consistency with the images. She says it took a while to learn how to use the camera and get set up, but she loves seeing the museum's pieces in detail and in a new perspective.
A lot of what we have, like, is art, and not even just like paintings or things like that, but like hand-woven baskets and taxidermy and just all kinds of things that people have painstakingly crafted, and you just can see so much of the beauty, and you can really appreciate the items that we have through these images.
Cannon says she's excited to be part of the project and help the museum share its collection with a broader audience.
It's going to be nice that people far away are able to go onto our website, and if they're researching and want to know something about the baskets or in Alaska or something like that, that they have that available now.
Once objects are online, they will be tagged with searchable keywords. Museum staff anticipate the project will be completed in May of next year, and they plan to continue to add their other collections for public viewing online as well. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.